Welcome back. In this session, we're building a performance effects chain for rag-infused chaos in Ableton Live 12, specifically for drum and bass drums. Think jungle edits, immense style stutters, dubby delay throws, springy space, gritty drive, and those classic tape just died pitch drops. The goal is simple. One reusable audio effect rack you can drop on your drum bus, play like an instrument in session view, and then record straight into arrangements so your chaos becomes actual, editable automation. Before we get wild, we set the foundations, because clean routing equals better chaos. First, in session view, take your break track or tracks, plus any top drums you're layering, and group them. Command or Control G, name the group drum bus. Treat this like your mini mixer channel for all drum action. Now create two return tracks. Return A will be dub delay, return B will be space wash. This is a big concept. The bus rack is for performance moves and tone, and the returns are for big space. That separation keeps your drums punchy, even when you're being reckless. Alright, on the drum bus, drop an audio effect rack. Open it up, and we'll build two chains, one that's always on and keeps the drums speaking, and one that's your controlled mayhem. Chain 1 is core tone, always on. The idea is, even at zero chaos, your drums still feel forward, glued, and slightly rude. Start with EQ 8. High pass around 25 to 30 Hz, 24 dB per octave. That's just housekeeping. If things feel boxy, do a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz, maybe 2 to 4 dB. Don't over-EQ. We're not making them pretty. We're making room. Then add drum bus. Drive somewhere between 5 and 15%. Crunch very light, 0 to 10. Keep boom off most of the time on a full drum bus. Boom is awesome, but it can mess with your kick-bass relationship if you're not careful. Push transients up, somewhere between plus 5 and plus 20, depending on how much snap you want back after distortion. Then add saturator, soft clip on, drive maybe 2 to 6 dB. And here's a teacher note, level match. Distortion always tricks your ear, because louder sounds better. Pull the output down until bypass and enabled feel the same loudness. If you skip this, you'll keep adding drive because it sounds better, when really it's just louder. Cool. That's the core. Now chain 2. Chaos tools. This chain is where we do the ragga performance stuff, but we do it with safety nets and macro ranges so it stays playable. First device. Auto filter. Use the MS2 filter type for character. Start as a low pass. Frequency up around 18 kHz so it's basically open. And resonance around 0.7 to 1.2. We'll map frequency and resonance later. Next, beat repeat. Set interval to 1 bar. Grid to 1/8 as your default jungle bounce. Chance to 0%, because we're performing it, not gambling with it. Gate around 80 to 100%. Variation low, 0 to 15. Mix at 0 to start. Inside beat repeat, turn its filter on and low pass the repeat somewhere around 6 to 10k. That's a classic trick. Stutters that get darker instantly feel more old school and less harsh. After that, add redux for crunchy texture. Downsample around 2 to 6. Bit reduction very conservative, 0 to 3. Dry slash wet low, maybe 0 to 25%. Redux is spicy. It can go from nice patina to broken game console very fast. Next, add roar, since Live 12 gives you that beautiful aggressive saturation. Start with tape or warm. Drive maybe 5 to 20%, mix 0 to 30. Keep the tone slightly dark. DNB cymbals can get fizzy and painful fast. If roar has dynamics enabled and it starts clamping too hard, back it off. You want impact, not a flattened drum bus. Then add shifter for pitch drop moments. Set it to pitch mode. Core set 0 by default. We'll map it so you can pull it down for tape stop style endings. And finally, put a limiter at the end of the chain as a safety net. Ceiling around minus 0.8 dB. You're not trying to smash the drums here. You're just catching surprise peaks when you slam a stutter into a delay throw into a wash, like a maniac. Now we map the rack so it becomes playable. 8 macros, 8 chaos controls. Click map in the rack. Macro 1. LP slash HP sweep. Map auto filter frequency. Set the range from about 300 Hz up to 18 kHz. This gives you that classic ragga breakdown move, where the drums suddenly sound like they're coming through a sound system crossover. Macro 2. Rizzo byte. Map auto filter resonance. Range about 0.7 to 2.5. Keep this tight. Too much resonance can whistle, spike headroom, and make your master limiter cry. Macro 3. Stutter. Map beat repeat mix. Range 0 to about 60%. That's enough to feel like edits, without instantly turning the groove into a blender. Macro 4. Stutter time. Map beat repeat grid. Set it so you can move from 1/8 to 1/16. Performance tip. 1/8 feels bouncy and musical. 1/16 is the panic energy. Save it for the last half beat of a phrase, not the whole bar, unless you want a full meltdown. Macro 5. Dub throw. Map the drum bus send to return A, your dub delay. Range from minus infinity up to about minus 6 dB. You're aiming for punctuation, not permanent delay. Macro 6. Wash. Map the drum bus send to return B, space wash. Range from minus infinity up to about minus 8 dB. Reverb on drums is dangerous, so we keep it in the moment zone. Macro 7. Grit. Map redux dry slash wet and slash or roar mix to 1 macro. Redux 0 to 25, roar 0 to 30 is a good start. 1 knob to go from clean roller to jungle rude. Macro 8. Tape drop. Map shifter course from 0 semitones down to minus 12 semitones. That's your end of phrase tape die gesture. Now, extra coach note. Set safety ranges like you mean it. This is what makes the rack feel like an instrument instead of a hazard. Anything that increases density or harshness should have short macro ranges. You want intensity from quick hand movement, not from extreme values. If you're on a MIDI controller, check your macro sensitivity and preferences, so you're not jumping from clean to wrecked with a 1 mm touch. Also, I highly recommend a panic kill. Put a utility at the very end of the drum bus after everything, and map its mute, or map gain down to minus infinity, to a spare button. When feedback or resonance gets out of hand mid-take, you'll thank yourself. Now let's build the return tracks, because this is where the real ragga sauce lives. On return A, dub delay, add echo, sync on, tine a dotted eighth, 1/8 dB for that classic skippy dub feel, or 1/4 if you want slower, weightier throws. Feedback somewhere between 35 and 70, but keep it controlled. Filter the delay, high pass around 200 Hz to stop low mid buildup, and low pass around 6 to 10k so it sits behind the drums. Add a tiny bit of modulation, like 2 to 8% for wobble. After echo, add saturator with soft clip and a little drive, 2 to 5 dB, just to thicken the repeats. Optionally, add auto filter if you want movement, and then a limiter with a ceiling around minus 1 dB. Returns can spike unexpectedly. On return B, space wash, add hybrid reverb. Plate is a clean choice. Spring is extremely ragga if you keep it subtle. Decay around 1.5 to 4.5 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. High pass inside the reverb around 250 to 400 Hz. Then add EQ8 and tame harshness in the 3 to 6K range if it gets spitty. And if you want modern punch, add a compressor sidechain from the kick, aiming for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction when the wash hits. Then a limiter for safety. Quick note on sends. Keep them post-fader unless you have a reason not to. Post-fader throws behave like classic dub mixing. If you pull the drum bus down, the throw follows. Pre-fader ghost throws are cool, but easier to lose control of live. Now we get to the fun part, session view performance workflow. The whole point is to play this. Make a handful of drum clips. 3 to 6 is plenty. One clip is your clean roll. Another has extra ghost notes or shuffled hats. Another is a more filled amen slice variant. And make a one bar fill clip for transitions. Set your global quantization so clip launches are tight, like one bar or half bar. But here's the vibe. Quantize your launches, not your hands. Do off-grid macro flicks. Tight clips plus human throws equals ragga attitude. Now arm arrangement record. Yes, even though you're in session view, we're going to perform and print the automation. Here's a simple performance script you can follow. Bars 1 through 8. Mostly clean. Bring macro 7. Grit. Up just a touch, like 10%. Let the groove breathe. On the last snare of bar 8, hit dub throw. Just a quick twist up and back down. Approaching bar 16, do a tape drop into a breakdown moment. Don't hold it forever. Think of it like a DJ gesture. Down, then reset. Around bar 24 or 32, you stutter for 1 to 2 beats right before a drop or a switch. And if you want extra drama, flick stutter time toward 1/16 for the last half beat. Then stop recording and go to arrangement view. This is where intermediate producers level up. You edit the automation. Chaos is best when it's short and intentional. Tighten anything that ran too long. Smooth anything that clicked. Rename your automation lanes mentally like an engineer. Filter sweep at phrase end. Delay throw on snare 4. Stutter fill bar 15. It speeds up the whole process. A few arrangement ideas that work specifically for ragga and jungle-leaning DNB. During a breakdown, sweep the low pass down to around 400 to 800 Hz, add a tiny wash, and then snap back to full bandwidth right on the drop for the Amen stutter signature. Do 1 beat of 1/8 stutter at the end of bar 15, then half a beat of 1/16, then boom, drop. For dub punctuation, throw only the last snare of every 8 bars into echo. It becomes an identity tag, not a mess. Common mistakes to avoid while you're building this. Don't drown the drum bus in reverb. Put space on returns and keep it short. Don't let delay feedback run wild without filtering. High pass the delay around 200 Hz at minimum. Don't skip loudness matching. Saturation will fool you every time. Don't leave stutter on constantly. Beat repeat is a moment device. And don't skip safety limiting. Live performance macros can spike hard. If you want to push this further, here are a few advanced upgrades. You can do dual filter performance by building two parallel filter chains, one low pass, one high pass, and map the chain selector so you can snap between muffled and thin radio cut instantly. You can make stutter momentary by mapping a controller button to beat repeat device on, so tap equals fill and hold equals meltdown. You can put roar and redux on a parallel dirt chain and blend it under the clean chain to preserve transient crack. And for an even more tape-like pitch drop, try putting a very low mix echo before shifter, so the pitch fall smears in a more analog way.